we're in a little bit far. In other words, we're mentally far away. North Miami Beach is a poor neighborhood, basically. And that building collapses on Collins, which is on a rich neighborhood. So it's a, you know, it's like a whole different, it's like psychologically, it's a whole different neighborhood. It's about driving, it's around a 20 minute drive. Maybe even, you know, 20 minute drive, 25 minute drive, not very far. 20 minute drive.
But the traffic, if it's 2 miles away, why is it 20? It's traffic or?
I don't know, maybe it's not 2 miles. It's more than 2 miles.
It's more than 2 miles.
Yeah, I guess it's more than 2 miles. Not that far. It takes you, you have to drive. Yeah, it's a little mile. It takes 20 minutes by driving. Okay. Anyway, so how much is that? That's I don't know, 10 miles. Okay, maybe. Okay, it's close enough. I mean, there are people a lot of people in Yeshiva from that neighborhood. That's definitely true. One of our four last year's Talmidim is one of the fathers not accounted for. But we have people from that neighborhood. Rabbi Grunstein used to have a shul right in that neighborhood, a few blocks away.
Bell Harbor, no?
Yeah, so okay, not so far. That's not so far at all. That's Service and Bell Harbor are next to each other, I believe. Anyway. Okay, we gotta learn, that's all. I don't know these things. Definitely is weird. Definitely weird. You know? Okay. No, I don't know what the message is. Can't tell you. Just weird that there's so many. At one time, it's the same type of accident. They had Meron and this shul collapse in Israel. Now building collapse. It's just strange. Okay.
Something happened? There was a third thing?
There was Meron.
Oh, in Florida, the Florida thing.
Yeah, the Florida thing. So
but why was... is it, that's not the same thing as a what's called a collapse?
But it's the same idea. People collapse and people are getting trampled.
Are we supposed to read into that something?
What?
Are we supposed to read into that?
No. We're supposed to read into it that it's Yad Hashem.
The fact that he happened three similar things in similar ways, is that we're not into that stuff.
Probably is more of an indication that it's Yad Hashem, yes. Since anything that it's less coincidental, so that it means that, you know, that there's somebody behind it.
But Rupliczynski told us that. He said unbelievable thing. He said that because of the fact that they had, with World War II, they had nothing to do with the Goyim, he said, basically. They had absolutely nothing. And yet the Nazis came in and the whole thing, and he said that's a sign that it's Yad Hashem. People say that's a sign of Yad Hashem.
Plushinsky used to always say that the biggest nace, the biggest riot to Amuna is World War II. He said, because it's so much against the laws of Tava. The Germany's fighting to take over the world. They know that they have to fight. They know they have to win. Otherwise, it's either win or die. You know, it's like if you win, you become the rulers of the world. Amazing. If you lose, you're dead. And what did they do? They attacked Russia. And they knew that the Russia, Napoleon, got defeated because he wasn't resistant enough to attack Russia. He got stuck in the war, winter. So that's how Germany got defeated too. So Germany knew it. It just happened like 100 years ago. That was the playbook of the Russians. Everyone knew that. And the Germans lost the war, he said, because they weren't Mizares, because they took too much time to kill all the Jews when they were going.
Even when they knew they were losing, they still kept on going, trying to kill as many Jews as possible. Yeah,
but he's saying his question with the other that you know that you could have, you know, you might lose the war. You want to win the war, so be Mizares, go quickly, go in 1 month, win the war, and then a month later, you kill the Jews. He says, like, well, that's such a tremendous hatred. He said, what did they care about my parents? He used to say, my parents didn't speak a word of German. They were stuck in some little village. There was no roads to there. He couldn't even go there by Jeep. They had to go by who knows what to get there. He says, it bothered them so much if they had to give up the wars, they could kill them. He says it was a Shiloh Biderech Hashem. I mean, he used to always say that, yes.
Yeah, I heard.
The greatest
Messiah
to Emunah is that the Jews don't, nothing by the Jews works according to Derech HaTava. Either they're on top of the world, I don't remember who it was, that Ravoba said that also that the Nais that after World War II, and here Jews were on the bottom of the world, and you know, they were mamish dirt. And then immediately after the war, they can't go Eretz, so they take over Palestine, Israel. He says for 500 years, maybe more than 500 years, for 1,000 years, the Christians in the Arab world are fighting with each other. Who gets to own Palestine? It's like the most desirable real estate in the whole world. And all of a sudden, these people who are a bunch of nobodies, who are the, you know, they have no army, no power. They just were in the middle that no one wanted them. And they were, you know, and they it's 2 years, 3 years after the war that they're nobodies, they get the country.
He said that was Bukhara was connected.
He said that the Ravoba said, I cannot vouch for this. He said, Ravoba said that if anyone knows Christian theology, you would know the fact that the Jews control Palestine or Israel shrugs up all Catholic pathology. The basis of Catholic pathology.
Yeah, that's why they said after 1948, they changed the doctrine to say Jerusalem because they didn't control Jerusalem. But then 19 years later, they controlled Jerusalem also. So they said, we're slugged up.
Okay. By the way, they get
we don't say Master Sutton, Rabbi, right? That it's there's a Das Yachid of Samar, Rabbi, about Israel being a Meister Satan. And
I'm not saying I'm not getting to Samar. Please. I don't want to get into it. I just saying that it slugs them up, whether, you know, Meister. I'm not going to go there. We want to learn. We don't want to talk about Satmar. Okay. Anyway, so let's learn here a little bit. So we have as follows. So we have, just to review yesterday and the day before, and then I want to do the Shev Shemaitza. So we have the question on the floor that we want to know. We're just trying to get Pekiyas. After it's Pekiyas, we try to get some Ian. But right now we're trying to get the keys. What is a muksik? So the Gemara seems to ask the kasha, right? Rashmuel bar Nachmeni asked the kasha. Minayin amitzav evaraya. So Rashmuel bar Nachmeni says it's a pasik. Then Rav Ashi says lamini kras svara. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara, obviously Rav Ashi is going according to everybody. And the simple pshat is that basically, so it's a machlokes, whether it's a pasuk or it's a svara. And probably the simple pshat is really there's no real machlokes, because even, you know, you minimize the machlokes between Rav Ashi and Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, that Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni also probably agrees it's a svara. Except he says that something that it's not such a good svar that we would have known it on our own. We need a pasuk, but avada after the pasuk. Generally, the rule is that whenever we have a pasuk, we try not to say things are xeris akasas. We like to give svaras to the Torah. You know, we try to make things logical. So the most logical, even Shmuel bar Nachmeni would agree that the most logical svara of the Torah is madikav lekeva. And therefore, basically, according to the simple pshat in Gemara, everybody agrees that pshat and muksik is mandikav lekeva. Except the Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni holds that we wouldn't have said it on our own. We need a pasuk to tell us that svara. Right? Did I get the right names? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Yeah. That he says you need a pasuk to tell you the svara, because the svara is, you know, the room for someone to disagree with the svara. And Rav Ashi says it's such a pasuk of svara that the Torah would never even bother writing a pasuk to teach it to you. That's pasuk shad. And somehow or another, that svara is strong enough to tell you that you don't go baser right, you don't even go baser right, and you don't go baser bar v'shama. That's pasuk shad. The problem with that pshat is just we don't understand the svara. We don't understand the svara. Why should man the covenant gave and tell you don't go bust it right? But okay, that's partial pshat. The next pshat, and would that be the I'm trying to Rabbi Yonah's son? It could be, right? Rav Yonah's son learns that at the end of the day, that's what it tells you. Yonko Basar, right? Yeah. Okay. That's the first of those, the Pashup Shat. That if you were a Pashup person learning the Gemara, that's how you would learn Pashup Shat. And that's how Rav Yonah's son seems to learn. Okay. The second Shat is in Plain Yeshua. Plain Yeshua holds in Svara that there's no way that man the covenant keva can tell you don't go baser right, which means it's a very, 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 very a few varies. You say the stick of machlekes between the plain Yeshua and the parshah pshat, which is either the Rabbi Yonason or we said the kutchas asfekes. Also, is that the Rabbi Yonason and the kutchas asfekes people medayik hold that man the covenant keva can tell you that you don't go baser right. And the Plain Yeshua says there's no way that the Svara, it's impossible. It's impossible. He says that Shmuel could have never gotten his din from Man Dekov and Akeva because you would never learn from Man Dekov and Akeva and you don't go Baser right. So this must be some very, very basic Yisrael Sikha Machlekes because, again, the extremes. Plain Yeshua says it's impossible. And therefore Shmuel must have gotten his din from a Pasuk. And they say that no, Shmuel got him Svara. So according to Plain Yeshua, Shmuel could have never gotten his din from this Svara. Therefore, he had to learn from a pasuk. So it comes to Chaira, according to the Plain Yeshua, you can't say that the pasuk is teaching you the Svara Mandikov in Akeva, because the Svara Mandikov in Akeva would not work against a rife. So according to the Plain Yeshua, man the covenant, the pasuk must be telling you a different din, not man the covenant keva. So we have and we said this yesterday that or 2 days ago that according to Plain Yeshua, the chara will come out that is a very a radical thing that there's that Rav and Shmuel are not only arguing whether muksik beats rife or doesn't beat rife. No, it's just like maybe a little machlekes. You have two forces. Which is stronger? I say that muksik wins by the skin of its teeth, and you say rov wins by the skin of the teeth. But they're arguing in what's the strength of muksik? What is a muksik? Rav says muksik is a man to cover the keva, and Shmuel says muksik is something else. It's a very, very big machlekes, gigantic machlekes.
What is the half a meaning of the Gemara according to Rav? The Gemara asks, what is hamotzi mechaver al v'raya?
Yeah.
No. And the Gemara says it's a pasuk.
Right.
Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? I have a svara.
Right.
So how does they handle, according to Rav, that Rov beats a chazaka, how does that work?
Well, because the Gemara and the Hamina didn't know this svara. And the Gemara, according to Plain Yeshua, the whole Gemara is only going in Rav. According to Shmuel,
right.
The Gemara right. would never had a kasha, Lamini cross svara. So the Gemara was going in Rav. The Gemara wanted to know, according to Rav, how do we know that this is
a Svara? I'm also against Rav. Rav knows that Ruv is a Chazaka, Ruv is a Rov beats a Chazaka. So what's the Gemara's Kasha?
I didn't say a word about Chazaka. Excuse me. That's a different Shita. No one in the Plain Yeshua, so far, when learning Muksik has nothing to do with Chazaka.
Okay.
So the Gemara, according to Plain Yeshua, the Gemara is Kasha, where do we get Muksik from? They bring a Pasik. Then they say, according to Rav, you don't need that Pasik because it's a Svara. But according to Shmuel, you need that pasuk. So it comes out that Rav and Shmuel argue what the logic of muktzah is. According to Rav, muktzah is a svara, a man that governed a keva, which would never work against the right. And according to Shmuel, muktzah is something else. And that's learned from the pasuk to teach you something else. And therefore it works against a, it works against a right. Okay.
I think he was asking when the Gemara said Zekhlal Gadol, right? The Gemara wants to know where is this for our Moitzim Chavarai. I just want to go back to what Rabbi Meltzer said, right? When the Gemara asked that Kasha, what was it asking? What do we want to know Muxik where against the Roiv? When do we know that a Roiv beats it out?
They want to know Muxik without a Roiv because the Gemara is in Rav, according to her. How do we know? We go Bus and Muxik. They say the Mishnah Brisa, Lamem Vavam and Aleph says, I'm Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Do the resumkis, Avacham, Omrim, Zekma, God, the Din, Amotka, Bevaraya. So the Gemara said there's a rule called Amotka, Bevaraya. According to Shmuel, that means even when there's a Rav. According to Rav, it's only when there's no Rav. So the Gemara is asking.
What was versus what? It's a Mosk. Nothing. Was it Taina?
Mosk versus
Mosk. No Rav.
No
Rav.
No, nothing. There's the suffix. The Mishnah, according to Rav, what does this then mean? The Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, do the resumchis, avacham imaimim zeklav vada badin. In other words, it's going against sumchis. That there's a moment of mutta save chalkin, or according to sumchis, and achamim say no. Do we go buzz the muksik?
Without sumchis? They wouldn't, it's only going against the din, this new din of Yachloik to make everybody okay.
Say, yeah, hey, Munach, we have some Christmas saying called Dunham Gobar. I don't know what you would have said. So if you didn't have some Christmas and you didn't have Muxik, so I don't know what you would have done. You would have done, hey, Munach, you would have been called Dunham Gobar.
Why would I say Muxik?
Whatever you want, there's lots of other things to do.
There's no svar of muxik before. That's why the basic svar.
There is no. That's the Parshat Pshat. The Gemara is saying, where do we get the svar of muxik? That's simple pshat. Simple pshat in the Gemara is, we have a suffix. Just because someone's holding it, so what? The Gemara's conscious, why should we give it to the guy who's holding it? That's not a fear. You might do something fair. You do something, make yachleiko, do yay munachat yavariyo. You want to do shoot at the dining. You want to get called the gavar. Whatever it is, there's certain, there are logic for each of those different systems, but they didn't understand why there are logic for following and leaving it by the person who holds it. So the Gemara answered, there's a pasuk. And the Gemara said, but wait a second, the pasuk. We don't need a pasuk because it's a smart amount of the covenant gave up. Okay?
That's according to the Pnei Yeshua, yeah, the Gemara asked the question of what's Zeklav Gadol mean? And the Gemara gave two answers. But it seems like both answers are only according to Shmuel.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I don't know. So you're asking, I don't know. I don't know. Is that true that Shmuel?
Well, the lesson of the Pnei Yeshua was that both things, whether it's a case of Bari Veshema and a case of Rov, that is derived from the pasuk.
Okay, I don't know. I hear. So you're asking that since we only brought in Moshe Averaya in the Brisa and that Memra, not a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and that Shmuel the Shitaso. So therefore, the how could the Gemara be asking according to Rav? Right. In other words, in Gemara Sekasha, Lamini Kros Svarahu, we're in Shmuel. We never mentioned Rav. Okay, I don't know, but that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. I don't know. So, what comes out again? So let's just summarize. So it comes out. We have so far two shitas. We have the Shita of the simple Shita that Mandikov Lekeva is in the Maskana, even according to Shmuel. And even Mandikov Lekeva tells you that you don't go Busser right, and that's everyone holds of that. And the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is a machlekes in Svara, how strong the Svara man the governor gave is. The man the governor, it's not based on any psukim. It said they were smoking cigars, and whether man the governor gave it would be the rive, it wouldn't be the rive. Rav says it doesn't be the rive, and Shmuel says it does be the rive. That's a simple pshat in Gemara. According to Bnei Yeshua, everybody agrees a man the covenant cave cannot be the rive. According to Shmuel, you have to have a new pasuk. The new pasuk is teaching you a new lamdas, and we don't know what that new lamdas is, that there's some kind of new lamdas that muktzik works, and therefore it beats the rive.
How do you know? Why can't the Bnei Yeshua say that that is the chiddush of the pasuk? That man, you would have thought man the covenant cave isn't strong enough to be the rive. That's your logic, but the pasuk is telling us it is strong enough to be the rive. Without a rive, I don't have a svara, but I wouldn't extend it so far.
It's not so nice. But the Bnei Yeshua clearly says that there's no way that Shmuel could have gotten his din without a pasuk. In other words, he clearly commits himself that it's not a logical svara. It's not like, in other words, if you didn't have the pasuk, in other words, the normal way of learning Pshat and Gemara, and Bnei Yeshua is making a very, very big daichik. Obviously, I'm sure that Bnei Yeshua is also aware of the fact, and when not just what Sandy said, but even without what Sandy said, that the Gemara, Stam, this Gemara is going in Shmuel, and surely going also in Shmuel, it's going before in Shmuel. So to make an ukimta that this whole piece of Gemara is only in Rav, it's extremely daichik. The reason that's forcing the Bnei Yeshua to do that, he says it very clearly, is because he holds that there's no way you can say that Shmuel learned Man the Covenant Keva Misvara and held that it beats a rive. So that means that the Bnei Yeshua cannot hear that in a Svara that Man the Covenant behavior will beat a rive. So to say, yeah, he can't hear it, but a Pasuk tells it to me. If it's not logical, then a Pasuk's not going to tell it to you either. Now, there's the whole point of making. When we make, we say after the pasuk, we try and explain the pasuk in a logical way, is because something that you could have heard before the pasuk, so we say that that's John the pasuk. But if the Bnei Yeshua is so emphatical that he could not hear that man the covenant gave it could be the rive, and therefore he has to go ahead and I totally destroy this Gemara, it would be, you know, it would seem very unlikely that now that we have a pasuk, oh, that's John the pasuk. Why would we translate the pasuk that way? That's illogical to say the man the covenant gave a beats a rive. So I would think it's more better to translate the pasuk a different way, or just say we don't know John the pasuk. It's exactly a gossip.
Well, the pasuk could be
the Hesper.
Maybe the pasuk, the level raya that you need, it could be the same underlying svara. But somehow the pasuk tells you a higher level raya.
Well, that means a lot. We know what this raya man the covenant gave is. But the pasuk telling you the man the covenant gave is stronger than you thought it was. Okay, but it you can say whatever you want. Maybe, but it's not. It doesn't sound so nice because in Bnei Yeshua is clearly saying that in Svara we would never have said such a thing. We could never entertain such a possibility. Shmuel could have never gotten his enemy Svara. You know that's and you can't say such a thing. So to say that the pasuk is telling you something, that the whole idea of making the pasuk telling you something is that it's not such an illogical, that the pasuk is not really, it's logical. It just said because there's room for a baldover to argue. So, okay, the Torah wrote a pasuk, but this is the Havan and the Torah because it's logical. The moment you make in the Bnei Yeshua that he feels that Shmuel could have never gotten his din without a pasuk, I don't know. I would prefer not to say that's what the pasuk's teaching you. I don't think it's a mitzvah to say that. I assume it's a mitzvah to say it differently. Okay. Anyway.
Can you hear me?
We can.
I'm finding hard to follow that last. No?
What?
I'm finding it hard to follow this the way you're answering that question. I don't understand how the Gemara is answering its original question with the Memra. How is the Memra explaining why it says Klal Gadol?
I don't know.
I know it's a little backwards, but it's hard to follow.
That was what Sandy asked. I admit it, I don't know.
No, but now I realize it's Shmuel's statement. single statement of Klal Gadol, so he's the one who has to answer what it means, Klal Gadol. According to him, we answer it. Rav doesn't have to answer it because maybe he doesn't hold that it's Klal Gadol.
No, it just that it comes out that Rav is never mentioned Muksik. Only Shmuel is when they mention Muksik, so it's a little typing. And the Gemara will be asking what China Muksik according to Rav when we're working in Shmuel. Okay, but yeah, in other words, when it said Klal Gadol, that was Shmuel, yes. And Shmuel is the one that said Klal Gadol, and Shmuel meant these two pshatim. But Agav, Shmuel mentioned the concept of Amotzka Beverai, which the Gemara knows that Rav also holds up, and they brought Rav. So when the Gemara asked, my time of Amotzka Beverai, they were asking in everybody, Bain and Rav, Bain and Shmuel. That's how the according to play Yeshua that shot in the Gemara. I can't help. Anyway, so we have two pshatim. The simple pshat is that the Gemara is mechadesh that man the covenant keva could be the rive, and that's kubra machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that it doesn't be the rive, and Shmuel does it holds it does. And it's a machlekes and svara. How strong man the covenant gave it. The plain Yeshua is Pashup Shad is a man the covenant gave could never be the right. Shmuel must be learning from a pasuk, and he's not learning man the covenant gave. I think the pashas, he's learning something else. And it comes out that Rav and Shmuel have two different systems in what shot and mukzi. The third shot is the Chachmei Doreinu that the Nesivis quotes, that they learn that muksik is a hakazaka mukrachas, just like a hakazaka meikar. So the question is, how would they read that in the Gemara? So the chayra, I mean, what the guys were saying yesterday at the end of Shir, maybe after Shir, that they would have to learn that they would probably would have to, in other words, if you learn it's Mandikov and Akeva, then it's not a Chazaka Machras. Pashtus, Mandikov and Akeva is not a Chazaka Machras. So they said as possibility, maybe he's also like the play Yeshua. And that's Gubba, and he's explaining it, and he's going in Shmuel. And he's saying that in Shmuel, it's a chazaka machras. And that's good what the pasuk is telling us. Pasuk is telling us in Shmuel, it's a chazaka machras. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's good because then that would mean, if you would say that, that would mean that Kimlei only works in Rav and Shmuel, not in Rav. And, right, that's what it come out. Doesn't sound right either. Okay, so I take it back, right? Because that would mean that they're answering the Chachmei Doreinu are answering that Chazaka is a Muksik is a Chazaka Machras. There it is. We need it to explain how Kimlei takes off the Isser. So then, what was the Gemara's Kasha Lamedi Cross Svara? You know, it doesn't sound so good. I don't know. Don't sound so good. Anyway, so I don't know. I take it back. So, but again, the third shot is that the Chachmei Doreinu say that Muksik is a Chazaka Machras. And you need that Chazaka Machras to, otherwise it would be a Kimlei couldn't work. So, I just don't know. I think we asked this yesterday. How in the world do they learn that in the Gemara? Where do the Gemara said either it's a svara or it's from this pasuk? So that's neither one seems like. And the Gemara says, what do we need a pasuk for? It's a svara. So it means the Gemara is saying it's not a chazaka machras. It's a svara. Okay, that was shot number three. Okay, so let's do the Shev Shemaitza. The Shev Shemaitza is shot number maybe either he's a repeat of three or he's four. Let's see what he says. Okay, so the Shmaitza is, where is the Shmaitza again? I forgot it. It's Dawid.
Vav Yadalid.
No, Dawid Yadbez. Okay, so we don't have to really read the whole piece. Okay, well, we only have to start from in the second paragraph. It's Dreim Srichem Bir. Taisa says, Yeshlomar, we're trying to make life easy. Taisa says, Yeshlomar, the Cheskes Marikama Chashiva Tzvei. Taisa is basically said in Svara that Marikama is stronger than every other Chazaka. So if you have a Marikama versus a different Chazaka, Marikama wins. That's what Taisa says. Okay. We don't have to, I don't think we have to know the case. So says the Shef Shemaitza of a Divrei and Srifan Beer. The Masha calls it the Cheskes Marikama Chashiva Tvei. Taisa says Marikama beats a different Chazaka. And why should that be? Why should a Marikama beat a different Chazaka? All Chazakas should be treated, should be equal. The Marikama is leaving on my previous status. I was the owner. And a different Chazaka leaving on the previous status. I was Muberes. So what is the difference between one Chazaka Meikara and another Chazaka Meikara? Right, that's the Shef Shemaitza's Kasha. Why should Marikama be better than a Chazaka Meikara? So meanwhile, the Shef Shemaitza, it's almost like Agav. He sticks in. Avagav the Cheskes Mamin Chashivitz, right? Because I don't have any problem why Cheskes Mamin is better than other Chazakas. Because I'm only asking on Taisus. Taisus says Cheskes Mamin beats Marikama. So I have a problem. Why is that true? But I don't have, but I know even without Taisus, I know that Cheskes Mamin, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Taisus said that Marikama beats a regular Chazaka. So the Shef Shemaitza is attacking Taisus. Why should that be true? But even without Taisus, we know Cheskes Mamin beats regular Chazakas. So that the Shemaitza I was never bothered by. Why? Avagav the Cheskes Mamin Chashet Fei Mikol Chazakas. Duh, what's my raya? The Mikol Dukta Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adit. Mamin Kaiman Adin Hokam Mamin Acharei. Mishum the Cheskes Mamin. So we see that Cheskes Mamin is better than a regular Chazaka because Rav loses to a regular Chazaka. I'm sorry, Rav beats a regular Chazaka and Rav loses to a Cheskes Mamin. So he says, the reason is, Mishum, the Cheskes Mamin, shiny, to Muxek Aksha ben Mamin, Masha'enke ben Cheskes Isser, ain't it a Chazaka kama. So what's this supposed to mean? What's his answer? His kasha was, how come Cheskes Mamin's Choshev Tzvei Mikol Chazakas? Because all Chazakas, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. And by Mamin, we say, Ein Hok Mamin Acharev. Teretzim, Mishim, the Cheskes Mamin, Shai, Du Muxik Akshaba Mamin. Mashenkin Cheskes Isser, Ein Hok Chazaka Kama. So what's he saying in his answer? I'm not waiting. I need somebody to help me. Do you see it inside? I don't know. He asked the Kasha, why is Cheskes Mamin beats a Rav? The answer is that Cheskes Mamin's other mitvei mikol chazakas. Because Muktzik Aksha b'mamin, Mashenkin chazakas ain't had a chazaka kama. So what's he saying?
He's saying that the Cheskas Mamon exists, that that which generates the Cheskas Mamon exists now. The fact that it's in his possession is, or he currently has the rights to it. That is what generates the Cheskas Mamon. It's not just a Meikara.
But what system is Muksik working through? Is it working through a man that called it a Keva? Working through a, what system is it using?
It's using the same power of chazaka, the general chazaka. Just it's better than the general chazaka because it's a chazaka machmas achshav as opposed to just being a chazaka machmas miikara.
Okay, you are right. Right. In other words, you see in the Shev Shemaisa that he's holding in a sense like the Hachmei Doreinu in the Nesivis in the Kontrasekas. He says. So even there, right away, you see he's learning it's a chazaka. He's just saying it's a chazaka that's choshev tzvei. If he learns that cheskes mamon is a man that kovel a keva, so then he would have no kasha. Cheskes mamon is a man that kovel a keva. It has nothing to do with chazakas. It's working. If you learn like Rav Yonah said, so Muksik is some new force called Mandikovile Keva, and somehow another Mandikovile Keva beats Rive. I Chazaka Meikara doesn't beat Rive. I mean, what does one thing have to do with the other? Chazaka Meikara is Chazaka, and this is a Mandikovile Keva. One thing has nothing to do with the other. They're unrelated, you know, they have no shaykhs to each other, right? So the whole reason why he had a kasha is because he was learning that Cheskes Mamon is also a chazaka. He's learning like the Nesivit, like the Kuntres and Tzeikas. Abagav the Cheskes Mamon chashatei mikol chazakas. Is I ask a kasha, why should Marikama be better than other chazakas? All chazakas are the same. She said, well, I'll show you a case where not all the chazakas are the same. Because Cheskes Mamon, which is also a chazaka, is better than other chazakas, right? That's his kasha. Because every chazaka, ruba adif, and a mamon ain't a chomenacha, right? Teretz said, because who muksik akshav?
What's muksik? Isn't that he's holding it?
Yes.
Good. So that's mashitachus yadam shalayhu.
We can't read
a
math. Don't
read
in math.
I know, but I don't understand what
Shari's has nothing to do with anything. Because that was the fact that you're holding the money when you're sure Shanagach is Sapara, there's no Mashadakas Yada Hu Shalom.
There's only more a comma. It's not Muksuk.
What?
Maybe there it's only more a comma. It's not Muksuk.
No, it says you're Muksuk in the money.
And the animal depends if you're a Bekiva or a Bishmoni.
I have a shayla, Shor Shanaga Chesapara, and we have a shayla. Did my animal gore your animal or not? Did I gore the blood? So I'm holding the money. So I'm going to have a raya. So that has nothing to do with
I understand. Okay.
There's no indication how who gored for the fact that you're holding the money. So that's sort of. Chazaka Matan Shalom is not in our sugya. The only thing we have in our sugya is Muksik or Marikam.
What does Cheskes Mamon mean? What does Cheskes Mamon mean? What does that word mean?
Cheskes Mamon means the fact that he's holding the money. So what Shamir is saying.
Cheskes Mamon. Then he says afterwards about that it's here now. It says
Chazaka because you're holding the money. The Chazaka by money.
Marikam wouldn't be called the Cheskes Mamon?
That's called Muksik, yeah.
Again, Marikam is called Cheskes Mamon?
No, Marikam is not called Cheskes Mamon.
Yeah,
Marikam is called Marikama. Marikama is what Shamir is saying, and I believe he's right, is that the Shev Shemaitza is Mamish Hafuka from many, many other people. Most people say that Muksik cannot be a Chazaka. Why not? Because in order to be a chazaka, you have to say something that was yesterday. We know something was yesterday, keep it today in the same status as yesterday. By muksik, we don't know what was yesterday. I know you're holding it today, but what? I don't know if you were holding it. I don't know. It was yours yesterday. I don't know anything about yesterday. So the fact that you're holding it now is irrelevant. I want to, you know, so what? Chazaka has to say, if it was something yesterday, we keep yesterday to today. That's a normal, most people assume that Mukzik is not a Chazaka because it's only in the present. A Chazaka to Ashta is not a good Chazaka, right? We don't do Chazakas of the present. We only do Chazakas of the past, right? I mean, that seems to be the Bikiyas. The fact that Mikvah Shenim the Nemsa Chaser, the fact that it's Chaser now, that no. Okay, that's a Chazaka to the Hasha to moving back to the past. It's not a good Dimyon.
But okay. That's not Muskim, meaning there are, like, for example, the in Kiris Melech holds that Cheska Shloshim Yom, when a woman comes into town with her son and they appear son and daughter, mother and child. He holds that also is learned out from Chazaka the Mikara of Ayes Menuga.
Okay, I don't know that case there. You know, you can start arguing that because before the Mishaida, maybe you could say that. I don't know. Maybe that's because that was what was assumed yesterday. I don't know. But I'm not arguing with you. I'm agreeing with what the Shemites are saying. So I'm not arguing with you. But I think it's a very radical Kiddush because the normal pshat is that a Chazaka, the whole Yashrus, we don't know a Chazaka, it's Xeris HaKosov. But the Xeris HaKosov is keep me on my status of yesterday. Good. The status of today is a Chazaka Dahashta has almost no validity. Chazaka Dahashta only acts as a Reyesa. Most people say Chazaka Dahashtas have no power. Miklash and Imta Veninza Chaser. The Chazaka the Hasha is only a Reyesa. But the Shmaitza seems to be saying, what Shamir said, it's just like there's a Chazaka that says, keep me on my status of yesterday. So there's the same exact Chazaka, and even better, says, keep me on my status of today. You know, it's the same Svara with even stronger. If Madach, you want to keep a person on the status of yesterday, so surely you want to keep someone on the status of today. Now,
maybe because he has the mile of yesterday. Maybe because he Gufa has the mile of yesterday with today.
You don't have the mile of yesterday. We don't know what you.
Right, we have to assume in front of us that he had it yesterday.
What if he didn't have it yesterday?
We don't know. I'm saying, why should we assume he didn't have it?
When the wall fell down. We don't know. We know when the wall fell down. He didn't have it yesterday.
No, but he previously rightfully had it.
Yeah, so why should we assume he didn't have it? But keeping it right
this moment,
he has it yesterday and today. It's not a Mari Kama that's gone. He has both.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know. Yeah, Muxik doesn't always mean he had it yesterday. I don't know.
Again, you obviously
talked to Cohen. You didn't have it yesterday. I don't know. I don't believe that's what he's saying. I think he's saying is that that just like the fact that you had it yesterday is a status. So Kavachomer, the fact you had it today is a stronger status. That's what his words are. The moment they got an Oka moment arrived, from the Cheskes moment, Shaila who looks like Akshav. Doesn't say Akshav and the past. Mukshav Akshav. In other words, if you have a chazaka of Akshav, a chazaka of Akshav is better than a chazaka of yesterday.
The next line, he says, which is mashma, this had 2 milers. The only one only has.
I don't think that's mash. I know.
Ain't Ella.
Because he just said that there's 2 types of chazakas. There's a chazaka of Akshav and a chazaka of
Marikama.
He just said by Mormon there's the chazaka of Akshav and a cheskes kama. So he has 2 choices. So he says Marikama is only a kama. That doesn't mean it's only one out the other. No, I don't think that's the right reading. So what it sounds like he's saying is that Mukzik is a super chazaka. I don't even think I didn't even get that in the Kuntras of Sveikas and the Chachmei Doreinu. So he's a Chachmei Doreinu, what they call a Chachmei Doreinu on steroids, right? Now the Chachmei Doreinu is saying that Mukzik works through a chazaka. And the
same as Murakami, he puts both of them together.
The
Chachmei Doros, the way he quotes them.
Yeah, okay, because Murakami is a chazaka. And that's why I'm saying that he doesn't sound like he's agreeing with the Shmai. Right, is more radical. Shmai is saying that's even better than Murakami.
Right.
So we have the Kudra of the Sveikas is simply saying that Muklik is also a status. Even am I in the status, I'm holding it. Just like you go by yesterday's status, you go by today's status. And the Shmaisa is going even further, that since it's the status of today, and that the present, logically, the present's better than the past, therefore, this is even stronger than a chazaka kamaisa. Now, what is the $1 million problem? The $1 million problem is the same kasha we asked on the Kuntras of Sveikas on the Chachmei Doreinu. Is that this just doesn't seem to fit into the Gemara? Right? In other words, we have as follows. The Shev Shemaitza seems to say, if I ask you, why do we go Busser Muksik? So the Shev Shemaitza says, because it's a chazaka, it's a super chazaka. Torah wrote a pasuk, we go Busser Chazaka, we go Busser Chazaka Meikara. We learn that out of Bayis HaMenuga. Torah says, keep things on its previous status. So it's a Kaval Chaver. If you keep things on its previous status, you sure to keep things on its present status, and it's not even and we don't even say dio. We give it, we it's a kavu chaymer. We give it extra strength. I don't know what happened to dio, but it's logical. The Torah says that you keep on a status, so this is a stronger status. You have a stronger chazaka. So what in the world was the Gemara's kasha? What's Shana Motzkav Evaraya? Motzkav Evaraya, the Shemaitza says, is it's a super chazaka. And there is a pasuk. We don't need a pasuk. It should be learned out from chazakas. It's a thing. We have the pasuk of Bayis Menuga. Tells you chazakas. This is just this is a super chazaka. So what do we need? Why in the world do we need a pasuk? Then the Gemara says, "Lamani cross svara." The Gemara should have asked a different question. Not "Lamani cross svara man the kavanei keva." The Gemara should have asked, "Lamani cross?" It's the svara of chazaka. Right? So
Gemara does ask that question.
What?
The Gemara does ask, "What do we need the pasuk for?"
But the Gemara asks for a different reason. The Gemara asks, "Why do we need a pasuk?" Because we have the svara man the kavanei keva. According to the Shev Shemaitza, the Gemara should have asked, why do we need a pasuk? It goes into the gather of chazaka.
Ebi, if you want to be really tricky about it, you could say that the Gemara's question is that we know that a pasuk could teach you something that's a shtickle sfaradik. You might have thought yes, you might have thought not. But if the pasuk can't teach you something that's pashut in sfarah. But Pashut in Svara is Manda Kavle Keva Azla Biasya. That's not Pashut in Svara is this idea of Chazaka. And that in Echanami, the Gemara would have been comfortable saying it's from a Pasuk.
So what's
the Kasha?
I mean, the Kasha is that...
You want to say like the Pnei Yeshua? What are you trying to do?
Similar to the Pnei Yeshua, except that... Lefi the Maskana... The Gemara concludes that the pasuk's for something else. How do we know it?
Then the Shev Shemaitza is wrong because it's not.
It's a svara that theoretically could have been learned out from a pasuk. It's a svara that theoretically could have been learned out from a pasuk.
But now we have to
pasuk something
else.
No, because the pasuk was teaching us a broader chiddush, which the Gemara.
So at the end of the day, where do we get? But what is the Shemaitza talking about? What is?
Because really, at the end of the day, theoretically, it's a different svara than mandakah. Again,
Gemara says it's mandakah lekeva.
The Gemara is just saying there's a svara of mandakah lekeva. There's a svara of mandakah lekeva that says you can't be darshening the pasuk for what you're darshening it for. But in a Hanami, for this situation of Rove, theoretically.
So what? The Gemara is saying there's two svaras.
The Gemara never discusses what the other svara is. Yeah, I don't like this. I'm just putting out there as a dochek. The Maharam does say that the svara would be justified in the case of Rove and the would be just in the case of Rove.
Yeah, because Parshat Pshat, that's like the Rav Jainism, the amount that Gavle gave applies by Rove too. But the Shemaitza is not saying like Rav Jainism. The Shemaitza is saying that Muktzik works for a new for a different system. Nothing to do with Pashup Shan the Shmaitza. It has nothing to do with the Pasik. It has nothing to do with the Svara Mandikov and Akeva. It's just because we Torah wrote a Pasik in the Torah that we go Basar Chazaka. And this is a super Chazaka. Because logically, if the Torah says that you follow the status of yesterday, then you surely follow the status of today. We don't want to change. In other words, by mikvah v'nimda v'nasa chaser, it's different because over there, it's today, it's too late. We want to know what was the status of the mikvah yesterday. So we're looking at the hashta to tell us about yesterday. That you can't do. But in the Gemara's case, we're looking at today to tell you tomorrow. So we're also moving to the future. Chazaka always goes to the future. So you can use the status of yesterday to tell you how you're going to pass in the future.
No, it's so
because right to said, if you can use the status of yesterday to pass in how you pass in the future, so you can use the status of right now to tell you how you're going to pass in the future.
Why do you have
a super Chazaka. It's a super chazaka. It can be better than a right. And okay, but it's a very nice svara, but it just seems to be totally against the Gemara. Like you know, you made up, you know, the Shmaitza should have been an Amoira, should have written his own Gemara. Gemara has a gasha. How do I know what Gavarai should say? Because the Torah says, by some minuga, that we use the past to determine the present. So we surely use the present to determine the future, you know. It sounds like a very simple svara, okay?
Why don't we have the problem with
Gazela? I'm really suggesting a Pnei Yeshua type mahalach, except to say that the Pnei Yeshua type mahalach, that the drusha was nogea, the implication of the drusha is it's nogea even when there's no robe or no sumchus. And the Gemara says such a drusha can't be made because that's a svara. And therefore, the drush is for something else. Elamai, how do we know when there's a rove, and how do we know when there's a when?
Okay, I heard. Okay, but
I don't like it either. I'm just putting
it. You don't like it, so okay. So, so give me a. You know. Okay. Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
I was just asking, why is Rebbe not asking from Gazela? Why over here is it not a problem? It's so strong that it's not a problem with Gazela. That he could keep it, that he has some problem.
That's the Kuntres of Zweikas' problem. The Kuntres of Zweikas' problem is
a Kuntres Schmeitz is not a problem.
I don't know, you know, like the first of all, maybe he'll answer with the Chazaka Paskins, he is a Gzeda. Then, like the Chachmei Doreinu said, maybe he'll give the Kuntres of Zweikas' answer. We don't know. We don't know how the, listen, the Kuntres of Zweikas has a cash. What about Gzeda? So he brings a Rachmei Doreinu that solves Zeta with the Svara of Chazaka. And then he brings a Tumim that solves the problem of Zeta by saying something Zeta, the Torah is Matzer. So I don't know what the Shmaitza holds. Maybe the Shmaitza holds like the Tumim. Maybe the Shmaitza holds like the Rachmei Doreinu. I don't know. The Shmaitza doesn't discuss anything about Zeta. So I can't know. Which is very, very straight. It's like it's a Shmaitza and in other words, I think Rav Nosson Melter is correct that the Shmaitza is not the same as Chachmei Doreinu. He's more radical than Chachmei Doreinu. The Chachmei Doreinu seemed to say that Chazaka is a Muktzik. I mean, Muktzik is a Chazaka. And he put it together, Marikama. and the Shmaita is saying it's a super chazaka. Okay, but they both don't seem to jive with the Gemara, because the Gemara asks the kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha? Where's the kasha? How do I know you go baser chazaka? I mean, how do you know? So sorry, it's a chazaka. And that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara either answers with the pasuk, and especially the Gemara at Maskana shlugs up the pasuk. For sure, according to Rav, they shlug up the pasuk. Pashtus, the Shmaitza and the Kuntras of Sveikis are going in Rav also. They're not only going in Shmuel.
And we know this is not part of Kavi.
They're not only going in Shmuel because he's trying to explain why Kimlei works. And Kimlei works even according to Rav also. We're not making a machlekas. And Kimlei, Jin Rav, and Shmuel, I don't know, maybe we are, because Kimlei says only when there's a right. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know, maybe yes.
And why is it Pashut it's not part of Kaivik Teva? I'm sorry, what? Why is it Pashut it's not part of Kaivik Teva?
Because he's learning it's a Din Chazaka. Because the Mahamdik Kaivik Teva is a Svara. Where does Lamini cross Svara? Mahamdik Kaivik Teva. Mahamdik Kaivik Teva is a Svara. You don't need any Pasik. Chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel Naiman, I was in his shir. It was one of the few things I remember a long time ago. It's over 50 years ago. But one thing I remember, he used to say this all the time, Einstein will never understand Chazaka. That was one of his favorite lines. And I don't know why he liked it so much, but he liked that. Einstein will never understand Chazaka. Chazaka, the Torah says things. You know, we follow the Torah. It doesn't make a difference if we don't understand it. So Chazaka is some kind of din that the Torah says, we learn out from a pasuk, Abaye Samenuga. It has nothing to do with Mamdei Kavalei Keva. And we say Chazaka by Yisr. We don't have Mamdei Kavalei Keva Pashas by Yisr. Chazaka is a Kayacha Birur. Mamdei Kavalei Keva is not a Kayacha Birur Pashas.
So the Gemara would never ask on the Shev Shmaya's Svara of where do we know Chazaka from?
They should, because there's a pasuk in the Torah for Bais HaMinuga, which we know Chazaka. And if they did ask it, then they should answer. We learned it from Chazaka. But it's not what they answered. They don't say we learned from Chazaka. They say we learned it from either a pasuk or from Svara, Ma'anikara Keva. But then, according to Shev Shemaita, they shouldn't ask it. And if they do want to ask it, they should answer. We learn it out from Bais HaMinuga that there's a concept of Chazaka. That's all they should have said. So it's a kasha on the Shemaitza. It's a kasha on the Chochmei Doreinu in the Nesivis, in the Kuntres of Sveikis. It's a very shrewd question. Okay, who talks about this? Who was the Bikiyas? So I have here a fancy Shev Shemaitza. He doesn't even talk about it. You would think they would talk about
it. All I have is the fact that the Gra argues with the Rimi Luniel's shot in Mandan Kayavli Keva. I mean, I personally understand all Pivat and Mahalach that understands the Shev Shmaitza, but.
Okay.
And again, to clarify, just to set up structurally, the Rimi Luniel learns that Mandan Kayavli Keva is that a person who's sick goes to a doctor. Meaning, as far as I understand, it means to say that you don't just self-medicate, you go to a doctor, and the doctor himself doesn't medicate until he knows what ails you. And therefore, likewise, when it comes to taking action in Mamon, a Beis Din doesn't act until it knows. And Das Machras, Rov, that's not knowing. That's how I believe the Rimal Anil learns. The Gra clearly learns not like that, because the Gra cites the statement of Manda Kayavle Keva to support the fact that the Toveya has to go to the place of the Nitva. The Toveya is the person who's sick. He needs to go to a doctor. I mean, he needs to go after the Toveya. That's what the Gross spars from our Gemara. So he does not seem to be learning Manda Kayavle Keva in the same way that the Rima statement. So I'm saying that how that understanding addresses what the Gemara's original question asked in the first place, I think that's what needs to be understood. I don't think we have a working. I understand how the Rimal O'Neill, how he explains the Gemara addresses the Gemara's original question. I do not understand how Lefi the Gra, the Pshitas. I have a shot, but the Pshitas, I do not understand how Lefi the Gra, the Gemara addressed its original question.
Okay. The Maisa, If you don't understand, so we're good. We're good. Okay, so we're going to stop here. So we have to do some research. I'm assuming that there's people talk about this. I have a recollection that there is a unity unit on it. I don't know. I don't even know what Masechta. So it's a little hard, but somewhere. Anyway, but this pashtus, it's very schwer. In other words, the question is, both the Shev Shemaitza and the Chachmei Doreinu, as quoted in this Kuntres of Sfeikas, how are they going to read the Gemara? Okay. All right, everyone, have a good Shabbos. If I find some Aramikimus, I'll send it to you over for Shabbos.
We're not having tomorrow?
No, Thursday we're off. We have